embankment of the river Narva, death of Pontius de la Gardie. The history of Narva is directly correlated with the personality of Pontus de la Gardie, who is a Swedish army commander, a diplomat, and governor of Ingvarman Land. In August 1581, Pontus de la Gardie, together with Admiral Fleming, sailed down the Gulf of Finland through the mouth of the Narva River, arrived at the fortress of Narva, and besieged it from three sides. After 2 days of continuous shelling from cannons, the Swedes started to storm the city. Prior to storming the city, Pontus de la Gardie announced to his army that in case of a successful assault, he would give the soldiers 24 hours for robbing Narva, the biggest Russian trade harbour of those times. The soldiers started to storm it as if it was a feast day. Narva was conquered. Balthazar Ruslo, one of the historians of the 16th century, depicted this event in his chronicle the following way. Slaughter and mass destruction started in Narva. No mercy was taken on the old or the young. As the Russians acknowledged themselves, 2,000 riflemen and 300 boyars with their servants were beaten, about 1,000 people in total, and about 7,000 Russian townsmen, their wives, children, and servants were killed. In this way, Narva started a new page of its history as a part of the Swedish kingdom. Later on, this period would be named the Golden Age of the city. For the successful assault of Narva, Pontus de la Gardie was awarded several houses and the rank of Governor General. Yet who was this conqueror who treated the flourishing city so severely? Pontus de la Gardie was a descendant of an ancient French noble family. His parents wished their son to go a spiritual way and send him to an abbey, yet he was too energetic and lively by nature for the cloistral way of life burdened on him. So he ran away from the abbey and went to war. He served the King of France, then the King of Denmark. Afterwards, he was captured by the Swedes and then started and was devoted to the Swedish crown. He actively participated in the political life of the country, yet his greatest achievements were as a commander during the Livonian War. Prior to assaulting Narva, the army of Pontus de la Gardie victoriously marched through the whole western part of Ingvarman Land. Among the locals, Pontus de la Gardie became a hero of different folk tales. In spoken tales of the inhabitants of Ingvarman Land, Pontus de la Gardie was pictured as an enchanter, a magician who was always helped by an evil spirit. The cruelty of Pontus de la Gardie is depicted in one of the city legends of Tallinn. The legend says that the commander was so hard-fisted that during wartime, it was custom with him to strip the skin of all killed soldiers and give it to a tanner. Probably as punishment for all his deeds, de la Gardie did not die on the battlefield as a true warrior should have. In November of 1585, the boat that Pontus de la Gardie sailed to get home from another crusade suddenly turned over, and the famous commander, with 18 companions, drowned in the Narva River, not far from Narva Castle. There are several other versions of what happened. One of the versions claimed that the boat of Pontus de la Gardie was crushed by a cannonball that was shot to honour his victorious return. Another version suggests that oarsmen, while fascinated with the welcome arranged for them, rammed against an underwater obstacle and made a hole in the bottom of the deck. One more version proposes that the boat of Pontus de la Gardie was crushed by a shot of illumination arranged by the welcomers. Encased in heavy armour, Pontus de la Gardie did not manage to swim out of the rapid stream of the Narva River. The commander was buried next to his wife in the Dome Church in Tallinn. The figures of the commander and his wife are carved into stone in the top of a chess box of Pontus de la Gardie. In the sides of the chess box are decorated with agrifthons, and one of them depicts the assault of Narva in 1581.